This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that even amid the West Asia conflict, India has kept the situation under control. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of development projects worth over 19,800 crore rupees at Nani in Vavtharad district of Gujarat this afternoon. He added that the central government has not allowed the impact of the West Asia conflict to affect the citizens of the country.
भारत की हमेशा से बड़ी ताकत रही है, कितना ही कठिन समय क्यों ना आए, मुश्किल के समय हमारा देश एकजुट होकर खड़ा होता है। बीते कुछ समय से आप देख रहे हैं, दुनिया के कई देश युद्ध, अशांति और अस्थिरता से घिरे हैं। वेस्ट एशिया में जो हालत बने हुई है, उनका असर पूरी दुनिया पर है। ऊर्जा जरूरतों की, डीजल, पेट्रोल और गैस की दिक्कत पूरी दुनिया में बढ़ गई है। ऐसे संकट में भी भारत ने हालातों को नियंत्रण में बनाए रखा है।
Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said projects which were launched today will improve connectivity and support socio-economic development of the region. Mr. Modi added that the airbase opened at Disa in North Gujarat is important for the national security of Western India. These development projects are related to energy, roads, transport and highways and railways, urban development, water resources, health and family welfare and tribal development departments. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the OSAT plant of Kane Semiconductor in Sanand. The centre has disbursed over 2,461 crore rupees as 15 finance commission grants to 8 states. It has released tied grants during the financial year 2025-26 to rural local bodies in Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Sikkim. It has also released withheld portions of both tied and untied grants to Himachal Pradesh, Odisha, Sikkim and Tripura. The first phase of Census 2027 will begin from tomorrow. The Census 2027 will be the world's largest census. For the first time, the census will be conducted digitally and the option of self-enumeration will also be available. Self-enumeration will begin from tomorrow till 15th of April and house listing and housing census will be conducted for a month from 16th April to 15th May in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, NDMC area, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha and Sikkim, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh and Haryana will start house listing census from 1st May to 30th May with period of self-enumeration from 16th to 30th April. The government has extended the National PNG Drive 2.0 till 30th June 2026 to sustain momentum in PNG expansion across the country. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that during the month of March, more than 3.1 lakh connections, including domestic, commercial, hostel, mess and canteens, have been gasified. In addition, more than 2.7 lakh new connections have been given and are being gasified. The government further assured that the country has sufficient stock of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG. In West Bengal, a protest over the submission of Form 6 turned into a confrontation between booth-level officers and BJP workers outside the Chief Electoral Officer's office in Kolkata today. In a press conference, Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal clarified there is no limit on the number of document submissions an individual can make. He added that under revised rules, Form 6 applications can now be filed throughout the year, unlike earlier when submissions were restricted to specific periods. However, only applications submitted and processed up to 10 days before the last date of nomination will be considered for inclusion in the electoral roll for upcoming elections. U.S. Secretary of War and Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth today said that the upcoming days of war with Iran will be decisive. During a news conference, his first in nearly 2 weeks, he said talks on ending the conflict were gaining strength even as the more than a month-long U.S.-Israeli military campaign against Iran continued. And that is the end of this news bulletin.